We're at Tate Liverpool to see the new Alice in Wonderland exhibition, and we're here with Eleanor Clayton, who is the curator here and has worked extensively on the exhibition over the past 2 years. It's a very interesting show because when you walk into the Tate, you expect white walls, stark spaces, and instead you come into this very womb-like red room with plush curtains. And then as you walk around, you're surprised by slightly harder-edged and dark and troubling art. But Alice in Wonderland is primarily a children's story. How do we get from a children's story that's 150 years old to art that can be political, art that looks at adolescence, art that looks at the meaning of time? How do we get from there to here?
Well, I think the books themselves have always been although they are for children, stories were told to a child. I think one of the interesting things is they were told by a mathematician and by a theologian as well, and someone who was really interested in philosophy and in politics and in all the sort of larger questions about life and how we live it. And you see these questions coming up in the original stories that he wrote. And I think what we found really interesting about the project is that as you've gone through art history, as we've looked through history, different artistic movements have found different things in the books. And so really for a lot of people, for a lot of artists, the books have been really a way in to look at things that they were interested in anyway. So
at that time.
Yeah. So the surrealists, they were really interested in Alice as a kind of someone negotiating her way through a new world, this kind of topsy-turvy justice system. They were a lot of them in exile from their homes because of the World War. Was World War II, and obviously a lot of them were being persecuted. Max Ernst was interned in a prisoner of war camp when he painted one of the paintings that's in the show, Alice, in 1941. And so, for them, they found something very hopeful in the figure of Alice and very inspirational. But then as you come to the 60s, some artists in the 60s found they were interested in exploring the idea of how we perceive the reality and questioning that reality. And through Alice, and particularly the scene with the caterpillar, where she's kind of questioned and asked who she is and what she is, how she fits
fitting.
In the world. You know, this was also something that they... So, again, they found a sort of route to explore those issues through the Alice books. And similarly, at the same time, some people were looking at the use of language in the books and all of the sort of nonsense poems and the different meanings that are played with and explored, and Humpty Dumpty saying, when I say a word, it means exactly what I choose it to mean.
Which is very childlike, actually,
because
when you're with young children, they do use language in a very unique way, and in a way that makes absolute sense to them, and if you question them, they get quite annoyed with you. So that kind of makes sense. I was interested, as we were walking around the exhibition, that Alice is seen as a feminist figure by some artists in the sort of 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, I mean, certainly started off in the early 80s, and then, but it's something that really has continued on through the 90s and to present day. So one of the most recent works in the show is an installation by this Israeli artist Yifat Bezalel, and that's from 2010.
Okay.
And actually, Alice is a repeating figure in her work. So a repeated motif that comes up again and again as this kind of feminine figure.
And she's this feminine figure because when everyone else is losing their head, she's very calm. And
she's very strong, and she stands up to authority. Everyone's trying to tell her how she should be and how she should behave. And she very much knows her own mind and will tell the Mad Hatter that she thinks he's being rude, and will tell the Red Queen that she's not behaving properly. Mm. I think that when there's a sort of perception of little girls as being malleable, they should be seen and not heard. Yes, good, exactly. And so Alice is someone who kind of, although she is a little girl, she overspills our idea of what little girls should be.
Yes.
And she is a sort of individual in her own right and a very strong and forceful individual. And I think that's why a lot of female artists in particular in recent years, in the last couple of decades, have found her inspirational. And Leenie Milani, who's an Indian artist who's also in the show, she has referred to Alice a number of times in her work. She did a series called Living in Alice Time.
Yeah.
And she finds Alice a really fascinating figure because she is obviously sort of created by, almost created, the literary figure of Alice is created by a man, but somehow she seems to sort of still have a mind of her own.
Yes.
And she's obviously based on a real female.
Yes.
So she kind of finds that quite interesting and sort of finds that the Alice figure can't be contained by the stories, which we really found in
well, she clearly hasn't been contained by the stories.
Exactly.
given how many works, 350 works in this show. So everything ranging from kind of literary objects, so manuscripts and original drawings, through to contemporary works of art.
Yeah.
It's a huge show.
It is.
It takes quite a long time to go around it.
Yeah.
I'm interested really, because obviously there's a lot of themes, there's political themes.
Yes.
We talked about time and feminism.
Yeah.
But also one of the reasons that Alice has an enduring appeal is because he combined literature or writing and imagery, which was kind of revolutionary at the time.
Yeah, it really is ahead of its time. I was joking to someone that he's the original concrete poet. So, you know, obviously one of the objects we have in the show, which is incredibly beautiful as an object, is the mouse's tail in the books, which I'm sure a lot of people will have seen, is printed in a curve as in the shape of an actual mouse's tail. But what we have in the show is when it was first printed, it was printed in one straight line down the middle.
Uh-huh.
And Dodgson cut out all the words and repasted them into this curve. And we have this in the exhibition. And it's just this sort of the placement, using language as a physical, visual material, is something that seems fairly modern, like fairly recent development, you know, certainly even from the 60s onwards,
yeah.
But actually...
It's 150
years old. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you very much for your time. The show runs until...
29th of January.
29th of January, so yes. Plenty of time to come and see it.
Yes, please do come and see it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.